KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. 4th of July shootings in multiple cities overnight. New York City had a night of gunfire. Washington, D.C. saw 9 people shot in a neighborhood drive-by.
The 9 victims were out late celebrating the 4th of July, say D.C. police, when a dark-colored SUV approached. Washington Metro Assistant Police Chief Leslie Parsons.
As it drove through the street, it stopped and it fired shots in the direction of some of our residents that were outside just celebrating the 4th of July.
In what Parsons says appears to be a targeted attack.
2 of our victims are juveniles, one being 9 years old, one being 17 years old.
Some were taken to or took themselves to area hospitals, all with non-life-threatening injuries, ATF assisting with the investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And 2 days, 2 new records for the highest worldwide average temperature. An unofficial record set Monday surpassed yesterday, according to federal temperature data. This is ABC News. The white man who targeted Hispanics in a shooting rampage at a Texas Walmart in 2019 will be in court today. Patrick Crucias is facing multiple life sentences after pleading guilty to federal hate crimes. 23 people died in the attack. Questions in LA County after sheriff's deputies were seen on video throwing a black woman to the ground in an incident last month.
I can't breathe.
A Los Angeles County sheriff's deputy giving minimal orders goes to an older black woman recording an encounter with a robbery suspect and throws her to the ground.
Stop her and get punched in the face.
This scuffle heard on body-worn camera video is now the focus of an investigation. The 2 deputies involved in the call are off-field duty and activist groups are calling for rallies. The LA County Sheriff's Department says a man and woman match the description of robbery suspects. The department saying as it investigates, it expects all of its personnel to treat members of the public with dignity and respect. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at witrafficsafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go out.
wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mr. Mayor and Mino here on a beautiful Wednesday morning, downtown Green Bay at the City Deck Landing.
Right.
The Johnny, site last night of the tremendous fireworks display.
Yeah. Johnny, I got to start this hour with the apology.
Yeah.
I was talking last hour.
Hang on. Let me set this up. So before we went to break, Jim was just extolling the virtues of one Pete Fountain. Mm-hmm. And I did not know who Pete Fountain was. And Jim chastised me by saying, "Don't you know anything? He was the most frequent guest Johnny Carson ever had his show. Ever. How do you not know Pete Fountain? He was on that show more than anybody else in history." Mr. Mayor, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I maybe every time I watched, he was on. But okay. I was not right on that.
How many times? Who was on the most?
Yes. You just talked about him.
Oh, Bob Hope.
Yep.
Yes.
He was on.
And you said you didn't like Bob Hope.
No, I didn't think he was that funny.
Okay.
I don't know.
I like watching his Vietnam specials from like the 60s. I enjoy that.
So, yeah, Bob Hope was on there 131 times.
131 for Bob Hope.
Yeah. Okay. And then the next one is another comedian, but then he had a falling out with her.
Oh, with her. Oh, Joan Rivers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Third? The third was David Steinberg.
Okay.
The next, you would guess, is one of the Odd Couple.
Tony Randall.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was on there a lot.
All right.
Think of it. Boy, he liked comedians. Charles Nelson Reilly. That guy was a weird dude.
I loved him on
Me
Match
too.
Game, though.
Oh, God.
I loved
him
on Match
Game. He was hilarious.
I'll go to Charles.
Yeah. he was
what
funny.
What did Babs say?
That guy was funny. Orson Bean.
Weird guy. Strange guy.
Okay. So now we're in the 90s. I'm not that far off with Pete Fulton. But do you want to hear the rest of these? These are top 10? Not really? Okay. Mm. All right. You want to hear them?
Give me a couple.
Okay. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet? Yeah, Edie Gourmet. The singing people. Buddy Hackett, another funny guy.
Buddy Hackett was funny.
They say he was funny.
Like the dirtiest guy in live concerts, though, of all time.
I don't think so.
Worst?
Red Fox. Red Fox.
Him
totally.
And Red Fox. I know a guy
Buddy
that
Hackett?
Went. Buddy Hackett? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Red Fox totally was. I mean, he had the reputation for that.
Yes.
And he was.
Blue, as they used to say. Yes. Did you ever watch the series, The Amazing Mrs. Maisel?
No.
Phenomenal series. Phenomenal.
Both about.
Tremendous. It's about this comedian in the early 60s, this female comedian, and there weren't many of them then.
Mm-mm.
And she was, and one of her mentors was Lenny Bruce. Who, of course, the legendary Lenny Bruce. You know, he got in all kinds of problems. It was a great show. You've never seen Mrs. Maisel?
No.
It was a great show. You're missing out on stuff.
I did. I sheltered life.
Yes.
Especially now that we're working together.
Right.
You remind me of what a sheltered life I lived. But okay. Last one, comedian. His shtick was just
picking on people.
Don Rickles.
Right.
Okay.
So that's top 10. He was, Rickles was on 75 times. Pete Fountain was on 59 times. So okay. That's kind of close, John.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not
real close.
That far.
Yeah, real close. Woo! Okay, tell my Ed McMahon story real quick.
Yeah, I would hear this.
Okay. So Ed was performing at one of the casinos. Okay.
Like, what does he do?
He was, before he passed away.
Yeah, but was he?
He was a stand guy. I don't know. Comedian? I don't know. But he would and probably just tell stories about Johnny Carson and everything. So I think it was in like Chip In or one of those. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, so he's in our studio. And one of my great friends, who was a World War II veteran and a Marine, came in to bring us some cherry bounce Christmas. I'm a big fan of the cherry bounce.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, Ed, I said, Ed, this is a friend of mine. He was a Marine. He said, I was a Marine myself. He was a Marine pilot. Ed was.
Ed McMahon?
Ed McMahon was the Marine pilot.
Wow.
Yes. So they hit it off like you can't believe.
Yeah.
So my buddy says, hey, John, would it be okay if we gave Ed one of these bottles of cherry bounce? Okay. So we did. And Ed was all excited. Well, then Ed's son was like, why did you do that? He's recovering.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
But Ed wasn't in full recovery because he took it rather quickly.
Yeah.
I think Ed. Very well, I don't quickly. Know.
Then I know this isn't funny either.
No,
but
not.
Then he had an accident at his house, and it's like, oh God, I hope he didn't, you know, tore into our cherry bounce and something happened. Or so yeah. I felt guilty about that for a long time.
You should.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's nothing. I know. But he was a really nice guy.
So you introduced him to cherry bounce.
Yes.
And he was in recovery. Oh, John.
I didn't know. If they had told me, I wouldn't have.
Everybody knew that.
I didn't know. Anyway, I wouldn't have done that.
I hope he had a good life. It just bothered me that towards the end of his career, he had all these financial problems. And I'm like, boy, you make that kind of money, that kind of popularity, you think you would have managed your assets a little bit better. But and maybe the alcohol. Probably...
Hey, we talked about it last week, though, with Terry from the homeless shelter. People are not that far away. I don't care what you're doing.
That's true.
You are not that far away from being in really tough financial straits these days.
Right.
Really tough.
But,
I mean, it's one of those things, too, where you can't blame people sometimes. You know, you think, oh, well, he's, you know, didn't work hard enough, didn't whatever. No.
No doubt. I agree. And she's right on that. But I want to end with just one more thing on the Johnny Carson show. Of course, he left and Jay Leno. Took over.
I never found Jay Leno funny.
Oh my God, he's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
That guy is great.
No, he's not.
He is funny.
He's not.
I watched Johnny Carson. They have those reruns on, you know, and he's not funny. Jay Leno is funny.
He is not.
Oh my God, that guy's
driving
hilarious.
Driving down the Ventura Highway the other day, and you're not going to believe what happened. Holy cow. A seagull hit my windshield.
See, I can't even talk. I'm laughing. No, I think Jay Leno is funny. Anyway, I'll tell you, you'll like this story.
Come on, nice.
You're going to like this story. When we christened the USS Green Bay.
Yes.
Out in Long Beach.
Who hit the bottle? Who hit, not hit the bottle. Who smashed the
bottle? We all hit the bottle. It was by a general's wife.
Okay.
She was very, very kind. We could have picked a nicer person to do that. And we had some hospitality events going on there. And anyway, a group of us a group of us from Green Bay who went out there went to the Jay Leno show.
Oh, okay.
That was fun.
All right.
That was fun. Little bummed out. The guest was Howie Mandel. I know.
Weird guy, too.
Very.
Very weird.
And he's this, like, germaphobe.
Yes, very much so. And won't shake hands with people or
just
anything.
A weird, weird.
I know.
Anyway, he was the guest. You can't pick the guest. You really can't pick the night. I mean, you kind of stand in line and get your tickets. And
Is it trying to get into like a really cool club where it's like, okay, you look cool, so we'll let you in or you fit in. You know, like Studio 54 used to be, they say.
Yeah, I was there.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
You were not in Studio 54.
John, I swear to God. And now it's called 54. Is it called 54 Below? I was just out there.
You were in the original Studio 54.
With the disco ball and all that. I was.
Who were some of the stars? Any stars?
I don't know.
Like Bianca Jagger?
That was a blur. That was not my stellar
Andy
time.
Warhol?
No. I know who that is, but no. Anyway, they've reconverted that now, right? And now you can go in there and they have.
I don't know. I've never been there. I was never a big disco guy. Were you a disco guy?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither.
I went out there to say I went there.
I did wear a lot of polyester shirts.
Yeah, you still are, Johnny.
Yeah? You sweat a lot in those. Oh, man.
But the Studio 54 has been converted now, and you go in there, and we should do this at, like, the Northland, and they will honor, like, Frank Sinatra. So they'll get – there's so much talent in New York. Oh, there's a lot of talent right here in Green Bay, but they do these, like, tributes. And it's just it's a dinner and a show, and it's in the same place that Studio 54 was.
So why did you go to Studio 54? How old were you?
How old was I? I don't know, 21, 22, wow. 23, 24.
You were at Studio 54?
Yeah.
Did you dance? Did you get on the floor?
John, I was...
Did you get on the floor, yes or no?
Well, of course I did. Okay. Everybody does. You can't go there and not do, you know, but yeah. And then...
I don't dance.
Okay.
What? I don't dance. I'm just telling you.
John,
I gyrate my hips a little bit. What?
You had to inform us of that? I think everybody kind of knows that.
How would they know that?
I don't know.
John, how would they know that?
John Minow?
What?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know me.
Well, if it'd be a true or false, yes or no, I think.
Is John Minow a good dancer?
Right.
Yes
or no? I think most of us would have got that right.
Okay.
So, yes. So that wraps up the Tonight Show. But I Ed McMahon, I wasn't a big fan. Johnny Carson, I don't know. But Jay Leno. And Jay Leno, we talked about this when we were getting ready for this show a few weeks ago. But when these stars come into town, we have to get them on the Mind on the Mayor show. And going to help promote their show. But I'd like to get to meet some of these people. I think most of them are pretty friendly. I know you had a run-in with Frank Gorshin, but...
he's not the only one.
John, do you ever think it might be... No.
No, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
No, but there's, you know, and I know we have some great guests coming up. Now we got some.
Yes.
You know, you're.
Actually, you know what? How much time do we have before the next break? A couple of minutes?
What do we have?
I want to get my friend Jason on. Oh. I want to talk about this guy right here is one of the best athletes you'll ever find. Jason. He's legendary in wheelchair basketball and things like that. So we want to talk to him. We got a bunch of stuff we still got to talk about today.
I know.
We still got to try to get Tony on. We'll work on that.
And I got a list I want to tell our listeners, some of the guests we have coming up. Did I tell you I reconnected with, he's in town visiting, but we you know, as you say, at our bed song, but our playing music is Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
But we want to get rid of that.
No, we don't because.
Yeah, we do. Bay,
no, we don't.
Until we lower the parking tickets, we got
to
get rid of that.
We're going to get to that. But
yes.
I reached out to the guy in charge of all the parking left. I said, look, we'd like to get you on the show. We'll be nice, but we want to talk to you about.
And again, you know, some people are like, well, you know, if you're parking someplace and the meter expires, what do you expect? And I agree. Okay. I agree with that. But $22 for missing it by like a minute or 2 minutes.
Right.
And then to go. And then here's the thing, though, too, Jim. So I got the ticket on Friday. Okay.
Right.
And I'm not bemoaning the fact, you bet, even though somebody told me they had just fed my meter.
I did. I paid for half your ticket. I did to give you $11. That was a little bit my fault. A little bit.
A little bit? So anyway, but then you have five. By July 5th, it would go up to 34.
Yeah, I know.
Well, three of those days, City Hall was closed.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
So there only would have been 2 days, and who carries $22 cash with them?
Right.
Not me.
Of course not you.
No, not me.
But we do have a lot of quarters.
And I know there's other ways to pay, but I don't know how to do any of those other ways.
Payment pennies?
Yes. But, so hey, that's my thing. It's not that I got a ticket. That it's too expensive.
We're going to get the guy on here and figure out something better.
The Mayor and Minow, back at this.
Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Y'all going to help themselves, y'all.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 82, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 61, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Mayor and Mino here on a Wednesday morning, WGBW 90.
Another great guest.
Great guest. Very great guest. 97.9 FM. Got my good buddy Jason. Jason, how you doing, buddy? Introduce yourself.
I'm good. I'm Jason Miller from the area.
And Jason is one. I was in Chicago a few years ago and dealing with a gentleman who was in a wheelchair. Okay. And he was talking about he was real big with the Chicago area basketball team. And I told him, I said, geez, I've got a really good friend who's big into wheelchair basketball. And I told him his name, and the guy goes, he's a legend. He's legendary. He's phenomenal.
Is that awesome, Jason?
Talking about
what?
This guy right here.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
In downtown Chicago, this guy's like, you know him? He's a legend.
Yeah.
How cool is that, Jason?
I mean, that's flattering.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Tell me a little bit about your background with wheelchair sports, because you were one of the first people, to really publicize it in the air. And obviously, we worked together at the radio station.
Yep.
But you really publicized, and I think that helped a lot of people get involved, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, I mean, when you start at 12,
wow,
playing wheelchair basketball and work your way through everything and, you know, rise up in the ranks, as they like to say, and, you know, you meet tons of people, great people, and you learn so much about yourself, you learn so much about other people, and to me, it's just about bringing the knowledge and then just to know that it's out there.
Right.
Because not everybody knows it's out there.
Right.
I would agree with that. And, you know, for a town that, again, before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, this being the number one city to live in.
Except for the price of parking tickets.
Right.
We have to have that caveat.
We will. U.S. News World Report. But, Jason, how are we doing with... How are we doing with wheelchair sports with the industry that you're in, right? Is there a broader name for it, or is it that narrow that it's wheelchair basketball, or are you?
Well, the Olympics, they call it para. Right?
Paralympics.
Okay. Paralympics.
All right. Yep. So how are we doing in this community, Northeast Wisconsin? Is it opportunities for young adults, kids?
This is the silence.
Hey, look, we're trying to make the city better. I mean, that's
awful.
Our goal.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Okay, then you got to tell.
I'm just being honest. It's straight awful.
Okay.
I mean, there are opportunities, like for instance, with curling.
Mm-hmm.
If you go over to the curling,
yeah,
in Green, you know, over Bond by the
Spiel?
Stadium, over by the stadium,
yeah,
they have a lot. They have quite a few opportunities over there. I know at least one person over there who made it. Her name is Penny.
To the Olympic team, didn't she?
Yeah, she made it to the Paralympic team.
Right.
So
right.
That's great.
Yes.
However, there are 4 or 5 kids from this area who have to go down to Milwaukee to play on a junior wheelchair basketball team.
Really?
So whatever practices, they got to drive an hour and a half to practice. Then their parents had to drive them back an hour and a half.
Wow.
Just for practice.
Wow.
So why is that? Are not enough gyms or what? I mean, I just not enough coaches?
I just don't think that it's, oh, man.
You can say it.
Come on.
It's not an acceptable form of athletics here.
Okay. So we got to change that, and we can work on that, because in some places it is.
So the people who know me,
right,
they're like, yo, this is awesome, right?
Right.
And they're a little bit more into it than your average guy or girl.
Okay.
But if you don't know anyone who's in it, you have no idea it exists.
Okay.
All right.
So are the facilities okay, though? I mean, basketball, though, it's the regular court, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So we got the facilities. We have plenty of basketball courts.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Okay. Yep. So, and then Johnny mentioned the coaching. So that that is kind of there. It's not there.
I mean, I know a guy.
Right.
Who could help with that, meaning me. I mean, I'm not trying to be weird, I know.
But so it's really an awareness. All right. So that's one of the reasons we got hired. We need to look. We got a lot to talk about.
How can we promote it more?
Right.
How can you?
Yeah. Or what can we do? Right. Jim and I right here, what can we do to make this better in this community? So I think this is something that's very important.
Absolutely.
And I had no idea. You know, you've had so much individual success that I just assumed, you know,
that people knew about it.
Absolutely.
And that that the community was behind you, but you're not, I'm not sensing that.
No.
Do you have sponsors?
I used to.
When you were on the team? Yeah.
Well, and then I did wheelchair basketball, wheelchair tennis, and wheelchair softball.
Okay.
And for wheelchair tennis, I had a sponsor for a year and a half.
Okay.
And I traveled all over the country and played.
All right.
And I got ranked pretty high in the world and in the country.
See, that's fantastic.
And then wheelchair softball, I played on a team out of Minnesota, which
I remember that. Yeah.
Again, why Minnesota when we have disabled people here?
Because you didn't have enough.
Because there's not enough knowledge and, oh, wait, this is available to me. Yep, it is. And
Jason, I've got a good book at home that I bought. I'm gonna bring it in for you one day, okay?
Yeah.
It's on the formation of wheelchair sports. And it all started right after World War II.
Yes, it did.
With the guys that came back that were, you know, paralyzed or lost their legs or anything. Yep. It's the whole history of that. It's really fascinating.
No, it's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, you know the book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I imagine you would, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. But, you know, another thing we're talking about, too, is, you know, you talk about some of these other sports. What other sports do people not even realize, maybe, that are available to people in wheelchairs?
So, there's a really cool thing. So, it's played in an electric wheelchair.
Okay.
And it's soccer.
Okay.
And they have these cages on the front of their chair, and they use a bigger ball, but it's soccer for people in electric chairs. Yes.
That's awesome. Wow. Isn't there a rugby? Isn't there wheelchair rugby?
Oh, yeah. It's called quad rugby.
Yeah.
It is the craziest thing you will ever see in your life.
No kidding.
And they also have what's called sled hockey.
Okay.
It's been on.
Yes, I've seen
it's that. It's been
on TV. Absolutely.
Yeah. And those dudes are nuts.
Yes.
There's bocce ball.
Really?
Yep. Tennis, softball, basketball. There's even wheelchair football.
Wow. That's incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much any sport. I mean, except for obviously pole vaulting. We can't do that. That would be tough. Yeah, that would
let's
be
work on that.
That would be really tough. But otherwise, every sport that all able-bodied people can do, there's a wheelchair sport for
See, that's fantastic. And that's where we got to get the word out more for this community.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
you got us as advocates.
You do. Yeah. And we got to do a little bit more research, but there's got to be some associations, where we can contact sponsors.
Yeah, down in Milwaukee, yep.
But there's not a division up here, huh?
Nope.
All right, we got to get that started.
Yeah, we do.
I'm serious. We're going to get that started.
Right? I'll help you with it.
Yeah. Let's get that guy from Milwaukee up here.
All right.
Tell us how to do it.
Let's do it. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back with the mayor and Mino after this. Big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. 4th of July shootings in multiple cities overnight. New York City had a night of gunfire. Washington, D.C. saw 9 people shot in a neighborhood drive-by.
The 9 victims were out late celebrating the 4th of July, say D.C. police, when a dark-colored SUV approached. Washington Metro Assistant Police Chief Leslie Parsons.
As it drove through the street, it stopped and it fired shots in the direction of some of our residents that were outside just celebrating the 4th of July.
In what Parsons says appears to be a targeted attack.
Two of our victims are juveniles, one being 9 years old, one being 17 years old.
Some were taken to or took themselves to area hospitals, all with non-life-threatening injuries, ATF assisting with the investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And 2 days, two new records for the highest worldwide average temperature. An unofficial record set Monday surpassed yesterday, according to federal temperature data. This is ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m.
Welcome back. The Mayor and Mino, Mino and the Mayor, the M&M Show, whatever you want to call it.
We have a lot of M&Ms here, which is not good for the diet.
Not good for me. I'm afraid to step on a scale. I really am.
We're supposed to do that.
I know.
We're going to wait. We'll take this week off. It was a tough weekend.
Very tough.
A lot of parties.
I know.
Just a lot of.
I ate a lot yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
All right. We got to send it to a very special guest coming via Madison. Tony.
Good morning, John.
Tony Walter joining us here with the Mayor and Mino. How you doing, buddy?
I'm just fine.
Great.
Nice sunny day here. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for taking the time. If people don't know, Tony, we were talking about the different jobs you had at the Green Bay Press-Gazette over your, what, 40-some-year career, Tony?
About 40 years.
40 years. Yeah. I mean, you covered literally everything during that time span, didn't you?
It sure felt that way, yeah. every kind of angle of the city, but that was great.
What was your favorite?
Ooh, good question. I think probably the favorite was when I was just able to write columns on any subject I wanted, although I did enjoy covering the courthouse and law enforcement, and things like that. A county board I could have done without, but that's all right.
But you love city council, right, Tony?
Oh, city council. Well, yeah, you had to deal with some interesting people there.
I know.
Present company not included, of course.
We loved you coming in there. And, you know, I think a lot of people, Johnny and I were talking about you last week a little bit. A lot of people know you, but you come from a pretty rich lineage or family connections, right?
I mean, and I don't think he means rich, you know, monetary, but nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying, it's
community.
Incredible. Your heritage is pretty incredible with this area. Talk a little bit about that. Because even when we had breakfast there a month or so ago, Tony, I was amazed at the names of your relatives. So go ahead. Going back to the Titanic.
Right. The Minahans.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My mother's maiden name was Minahan. So,
wow.
You know, her father was Vic Minahan, my grandfather, and he was one of the founders of the Press Gazette, which was somewhat comical for me when I went to work for the Press Gazette, because when I went to work for the Press Gazette, my family was no longer involved in any of the ownership, but I think some of the people at the paper thought that I was.
There you go.
So,
kind of like that Harvard thing that's going now with the legacy.
The lineage.
The lineage.
It's a legacy. Yeah, you're right. It's a legacy thing. So you kind of walked in there like you own the place, even though you didn't.
Yeah, I can see Tony doing that. Yeah.
That's great, Tony.
Yeah, I let them know, you know, how I like my coffee, you know,
there
things
you go.
Like that. And,
right.
You know, things like that. But yeah, my dad then came up through the newspaper. He was the sports editor in the 30s. In fact, the day that they named him sports editor, it was the day the Packers signed Don Hutson. So it was an interesting connection there. And of course the Minahans can weave through. And then my uncle was a man named John Torinas, who was also connected to the Minahan lineage. And, you know, so, yeah. And of course, my great uncle was, and two great aunts were on the Titanic.
Incredible.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And Torius, by the way, wrote a nice book. I remember that. Was it like the first 50 years or something of the Packers? Remember that in the 80s? Did it come out?
I'm sorry. What was that, John?
He wrote a really great book. He wrote a great book on Packer history.
Well, the first one I wrote was Baptism by Football.
Your uncle, the Torius.
Oh, yeah. John. Yes, he did. John wrote a history of the Packers, too. And, gave me a copy of that. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
And Tony, you then, I don't know how many books you've written. I should know this. I'm not an avid reader like I should be, but I know you wrote the one about me and my dad and the Packers. What was it?
Yeah, and the Packers.
And the Packers. Okay. But what else? Tell us a little bit else you're writing. And I know you love to write. I enjoyed that book, but what else have you written?
Well, the first one, when I retired in 2012 from the Press Gazette, I wanted to write a book, and I thought, well, use what you have. You got the Packers. But one thing I learned in my journalism career was don't decide what the story is until it appears. And same thing when you cover government. You know, don't go to a meeting assuming what the story is going to be, because then you're not listening or you're not watching. But so I just started going through from the start of the Packers in 1919, going through microfilm, and I got into 1922 when the Packers lost their franchise because they were playing college players under assumed names, but they got it back, but they were losing money, and that's when some people with money got behind it, and that's what, you know, allowed the Packers to stick, and that's why I called the book Baptism by Football, because it stuck.
Okay.
So it basically was things that were going on in 1922 in Green Bay around the Packers and that sort of thing. And then the book about my dad, because my dad kept a daily diary from 1925 until he died in 1959. And so his kind of rise to the Press Gazette, but then it also covered the Packers championships in 29, 30, 31, and 36.
Wow.
And that was fun.
You know, one thing I noticed, Tony, in reading, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I loved this aspect of it. Worried about, like, you know, your dad and his diary would say, you know, went out for dinner with Curly Lambeau tonight, or, you know, hung out with Don Hutson. I mean, a different era in that way, wasn't it? Where if you were a sports writer and you rode on the trains, and you were really ingrained with those players and coaches, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah, it was different. In fact, there was funny thing. My dad wrote in his diary, I think it was like 1938-39, saying, Curly and I aren't on speaking condition. You know, we're not speaking to each other now. And so they're trying to get it patched up, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I love that aspect.
But I think
I don't think that ever happened to me with the mayor, you know, like we weren't on speaking rates. But, you know, yeah, different time. They socialized and that was, you know.
Well, they needed you,
so
too.
Important to Green Bay.
Well, but they needed you, too. I mean, right?
Oh, maybe, absolutely.
Well, that was it, media-wise, really,
saying,
wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. It was you guys that were promoting them or whatever the word is. But, I mean, the awareness really came out of your office, and or your dad's office, I should say. But, you know, now I'm not so sure they need the media. You know,
No,
it's a different time.
But, right.
I mean, one of the real saviors of the Packers was Andrew Turnbull, you know, who is one of the founders of the Press Gazette and the publisher of the Press Gazette. And he was very key, particularly in 1922, is getting people with money to get behind the team. So he was a critical factor.
Was that the difference? Because when you look at the schedule, I mean, they played Ishpeming, Michigan, Menominee, Michigan, Duluth. Obviously, you know, Fort Wayne, I think, had a team. I mean, there's Decatur. There are some pretty small towns. I mean, roughly the size of Green Bay or even smaller or some bigger. And none of them made it. What was the difference between the Duluth Eskimos with Ernie Nevers, one of the all-time legendary players? What was the difference between the Duluth Eskimos not making it and the Green Bay Packers making it?
Not a great difference except just the local interest that kept it, because if you look at every team the Packers played in 1922, only two of those teams, of those opponents, were still in existence after 1925. And that was the Bears and the Cardinals.
Wow.
All the others, you know, went down. And in fact, I've told many people the Packers are a fluke. I mean, it just the local support of it is really at the right time, at the right place, is what kept it alive. Well, but it is a fluke.
Well, Tony, they had the Press Gazette, too, though. And some of those other small towns. I'm not sure they had.
Well, I would think Duluth would have been comparable size back
Duluth,
then, don't
maybe,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, up there in the UP and the Minnesota,
right.
You know.
Yeah, all right.
Do they read?
Yeah.
and Tony, who knows if they could even read? So,
oh,
yeah, I just love picking on Johnny.
Yes,
so.
He does.
So, Tony, I mean, that Packer name, we talked about this, and I've done my share of traveling and all over the world, right? It's just almost unbelievable to me how well-known this team is.
I remember when I was in Prague,
right,
with my son, and I bought some of those. It was a Green Bay Packer. What do you call it where you have the one statue and the egg-like and then smaller and smaller and
those
smaller?
Russian things.
Yeah, right, yeah. Of the Packers at a roadside thing. And there's a Packer bar in Prague. And so, yeah, you know what I mean? It is worldwide. You've seen that, huh, Tony? You've traveled all over the world.
Well, I did. In fact, in the late 70s, right after I'd become sports editor, my wife and I took a trip to Ireland. And first thing we wanted to do was go into a pub. And we walked into a pub, and everybody was drinking their Guinness, and walked up to the bar. And behind the bar was this huge pennant, Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, I can't get away from it, you know?
Right. And the people who come over here, I mean, come on, it's the United States, but, you know, but there's Statue of Liberty, Disney World, you know, just some great things. I tell you, this is way up on their list. I've had international people, and I'm sure you have too, and just that's what they want to see is Lambeau. And I remember talking to them one time about their guest book, and it's unbelievable.
I got a friend from Rome who might be the biggest Packer fan in the world. And comes over twice a year from Rome,
right,
without tickets, finds a way to get into the game.
So Johnny's trying to swap him out with the Vatican, but that hasn't happened.
Actually, you know what I did swap out with him one time, though?
What's that?
You can use this, too. He runs a great Villa De Pace, is the name of his restaurant in Manhattan, New York City, okay? And he loves it when people from Green Bay go there.
Yeah.
So if anybody is going to New York, you want to go to a great New York restaurant with a diehard Packer fan, you let me know. I'll give you the name of it.
Okay. So Tony, are the Packers, is it a growing interest? Do you think it's fleeting a little bit? I mean, you're writing books, you're still out there. I mean, you think they got stained? Are they still number one?
No, it's you know, and it's an interesting time now because, you know, just the last 30 years have had such success. But I was last July and August was doing some book signings at the Packer Pro Shop during training camp. In fact, I'm going to be doing that again on the 29th.
On your Ice Bowl book?
Yeah, yep. on all three books, actually.
Okay.
But just the swarm of people coming in, my goodness, you couldn't even move. And people are just planning their vacations. Now, in a way, it's kind of a, I want to use the word exciting, but it's this transition now with different players at certain positions. I don't have to get into, you know, names of quarterbacks.
Tony, who do you think was better, Favre or Rodgers?
But Tony, don't you think just the history of the Packers transcends all these?
Well, let me jump in on that, Jim, if you don't mind, because I was going to ask a similar question, and we were all here for the dark years, whatever you want to put it. I started in 84 and they were 8-8 and that was like, hey, that's not bad. You know, one more win, they would have gotten to the playoffs. And then things turned south pretty bad with the Forrest Gregg era and different things. And let me just ask you this though, Tony, you remember how people were giving away tickets and everything. If by chance, and not just blaming it on one position or anything, but we've just had two first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks for the last 21 years or whatever, what effect do you think it would have on this community and with all these people coming around if, in fact, we went back to the 4-12 days?
Well, I mean, you may have a 4-12 season, but remember, we had a 6-10 season back in 2008. You're still going to have the interest because one of the exciting things about having losing seasons is you have the excitement of climbing back up again.
Right.
And, you know, and I've said it to many people is so many Packer fans are spoiled. You know, they think, well, we're just going to get another Hall of Fame quarterback and keep going. But part of the fun of sports is the climb back up after a drop. Then who knows what's going to happen,
right?
You know? But I think the interest is still going to be there.
Tony, it's so much more than the game on the field now. I mean, the museum they have there. I mean, that thing rivals Canton. Yeah.
I think the whole thing with the artificial field and that, where kids go out and the ice skating, I think those are some of the cool things they've really added.
Yeah, but that Hall of Fame, it's unbelievable what we have there versus, I don't know, Canton, Ohio's great, but, and I do think that people, when they come there and you take the tour, they don't really talk a lot about the current players. It's a lot about the history that we have here, and I think people want to see that.
I agree.
I think it's here to stay big time.
Tony, can you stick around through this break? Want to talk more
sure
about
can.
Your ice? I definitely want to talk about your other books, too, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Tony Walter, author, former Green Bay Press Gazette, sports editor, columnist, a little bit of everything.
We'll be right back. WGBW. Buy a
jumbo jet. Wasn't easy, but nothing it is. No.
Live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 82, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 61. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back. The Mayor and Mino here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. That song, when I did college basketball for UWGB, every arena before every game, that song would play for about 10 years straight.
We still play that at Lambeau.
Do they play at
Lambeau? Yeah, right. Absolutely. All right. Jump around. Yeah, absolutely.
It's all right. Tony Walter is joining us. Tony, how many books have you written, Tony?
3 books, John. Yep.
And you're working on a fourth, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a fourth that basically has to do, again, connected to my dad's diaries, but also of Green Bay during World War II. Fascinating, particularly with your interest in the military and the veterans, John. Just on how the war played in Green Bay, and that I found fascinating.
What you mentioned about going back to the microfilm or whatever we call it. But anyway, that was one of my most fascinating things. I mean, I would stay there for hours and hours and hours, just mesmerized, reading history about the war before the writer knew how the war was going to turn out. I mean, you'd read a history book and you know what happened. You read those news articles about some battle in Sicily or whatever. It was tenuous almost. And I know they tried to flavor it, you know, in a positive spin, but I mean, it was touch and go there when you read from 1942, 43. We didn't have a lot of wins on the battlefield.
No, it was interesting. And you see how it played. Like, there's one thing in 1943, September, when school was getting started, but the article was indicating that there aren't going to be as many students in school because they needed them out to in the fields to harvest the crops or be in the canning factories to help, you know, get the crops processed and things like that. So kids didn't go to school. You know, that's what they had to do. So, interesting time.
So, Tony, did you talk to people who lived that? Or tell me a little bit more about that book. I've learned a lot from John just in the last month or two about, you know, his love for, you know, veterans and history. Did you talk to people who served that are from this community? Or give me a little outline of the book.
Most of it is going again through microfilm. Like, how was this playing in Green Bay, the war? Because again, it was such a moving target in the sense, you know, that before Pearl Harbor, there was a strong sentiment, no, let's just not get involved in this business.
Right.
But then after Pearl Harbor, but then just to see different factions in the community kind of rally around, whether or not you're making blankets for refugees,
right,
or raising money for war bonds.
Scrap iron drives were big up in my area.
Yeah.
I mean, Abbott and Costello came to town to help raise money, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love those guys. Like, I didn't know that. Okay. Hey, Tony, I you got a book signing coming up, and are you bringing all 3 books, or what are you doing there? And then I have to ask you about the NFL. Like, do you think it's sustainable with these crazy contracts and these ticket prices and all? Tell me what you think about the NFL. You've lived this stuff, and so has your dad. And
Jim thinks the NFL is the greediest entity on the face of the
John,
earth.
John, don't they're a sponsor of ours. We love the NFL. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Again, I don't get myself overly involved. Yeah, it's a business. I recognize that. And I have always tried to separate the entertainment side from the business side of it. It's big money, but just like the Packers, Packers are entertainment, but what they've also done, and I think very wisely, is set themselves up financially so well with that whole Title Town district. And Mark Murphy doesn't need me to blow his horn, but I think what he's helped do there has been fantastic for Green Bay, it's a business. It's going to waver as things, but people are going to still look for their entertainment, and whether or not it's going to get priced out of sight, who knows? You go back 40 years ago and people would have said, what, pay $12 for a ticket? Are you kidding me?
There were $7.50 when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And so as the world goes, so that'll go. I kind of keep myself out of the politics of the NFL because I figure they're going to do what they're going to do.
They're smart business guys. I mean, that they have parlayed that into a 365-year business.
Oh, they've done a phenomenal job of, like, every month there's something going on that puts the NFL in the news.
And how big was that to score the draft?
Well, and that's just the thing. Here we are so excited about they're going to hold the draft in Green Bay. What? You go back again 50 years. Who cares? But that's going to be a huge financial boon for the community. And it's only going to be, 3-4 days? So it just kind of shows you how the business has evolved.
It has. And we're excited about it. And we had the mayor on here, a week or two ago. And that's a world stage for us, too. And we just want to showcase our best. We'll use it a little bit as a recruiting tool, but it's amazing. You're right. Nobody watched the draft, but it sure wasn't what it is today. And we bid for that. And
if I could just, Tony, do you remember being in the locker room at Lambeau Field at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Day
of the draft.
Really?
And you would have no idea what was going on. And then I think it was Bob Noel, the equipment man, would come down with literally a piece of tape, adhesive tape, and put the guy's name up on the wall. Remember that, Tony?
I remember those days. Yep. Wow.
So that versus now, Jim, as you're saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, Tony. Again,
now everybody be dressed up in costumes now. And
yeah. Oh, man. Crazy.
So you're going to be in town on the 29th. Is that a Friday?
29th out of July. Yep. Out at the Packer Pro Shop in the afternoon. Yep.
We will talk about, we might talk to you in the morning. Johnny and I were asked to, and we have to decide by Friday, but they asked us to do our show from the EAA. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh.
I'm excited about that. It's up to my partner here. What?
I'll do it. I'd love to do it. I'd love to. Tony, I have to ask you one last quick question. We've got about a minute left. The Ice Bowl.
All right.
We've all known what we think, everything there is to know about the Ice Bowl. You uncovered things that had never been uncovered before. What was your most surprising thing about the Ice Bowl that you found when you wrote that book?
Well, I think the impact, I wasn't looking for people to tell me it was cold and the Packers won. I knew that. I was at the game. But how it impacted people who weren't at the game, like my friend Ty McCormick from De Pere, who guarded a bridge in the middle of the night of Vietnam with another soldier from Dallas and listened to the game, and then his friend from Dallas was later killed in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. The Ice Bowl brings back that kind of impact.
And my good friend Chuck Wellens, who's a Marine at Kaysan, up in a bunker listening to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Tony,
yeah.
This is fascinating stuff. We're going to get you on again, okay?
That Friday.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Sure.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony Walter, longtime Green Bay Press Gazette writer, editor, a little bit of everything. Great author right now, writing local books. So between the three of us, we've got eight books between the three of us, Jim. Huh?
We do.
We got 4-3-1.
All right, Tony, we'll talk to you again later this month.
You're awesome, Tony.
Be well. WGBW.
Okay.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Take
you
care.
Bet.
All right, they're playing our song. Bye. We're out of time.
All right.
Mr. Mayor, it's been a fun morning.
97.9. We'll see you tomorrow.
Back in tomorrow. See you.
This victory song. Living
happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.